going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY mornings. You got Moose. You got Breezy, and we're just
get in
on those delicious vibes. All of our friends are here. 585-252-9800. I have an angel and I have a devil on my shoulder this morning.
Oh, God.
And whether or not I should start popping some of these hard seltzers in the mini fridge.
Oh, why not? Just get after it. It's never too early to just crack a cold one. You know what I'm saying?
It's not.
I mean, I think that others would disagree, but they work a different schedule. So
that's right.
We've been up for hours.
Oh, yeah. I've been up for 2 hours.
It's happy hour at this point.
It's happy hour. Let's see who's here this morning. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in.
Let's see. Who are our friends on the text line? We have a Kelsey weighing in.
What's up, Kelsey?
Kelsey said, good morning, Breezy and Moose. Feeling good today because I have signed up and committed to run the half marathon in September.
Damn. I could never.
The Rochester one, Kels? Confirm, because I know for a fact... It's a lot of hills.
13.2 miles?
One. But nevertheless, the Rochester Marathon goes from here all the way to like Duran, Charlotte.
Oh my God. Gen-
yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And it's all like uphill.
Oh man.
So like.
You got to be ready to go.
Don't put me down for that.
You did it though.
I, not to undermine my own accomplishments, but I did. And I made sure to Google the flattest half marathon possible. That's the one I did down in Corning.
Oh, that's okay. Got it.
Very flat. Not a hill in sight.
So I put the incline on the treadmill the other day at the gym, like a 2.5. And I was like gassed.
No, you go from like a brisk walk, jog, a light perspiration to no, I'm dripping sweat. With that little incline, it's like crazy.
That is a marathon that is not for the weak.
No, not at all. Who else is here? We have Liz. She says, good morning. Feeling great today. My vibes are high because today is my Friday. Perfect. My vibes are up today because for the first time in, God, it seems like months, I'm finally getting paid for things that I've been owed money for years, it feels like. So
that is a good feeling.
All the money's where it's supposed to be. I'm feeling good. I'm investing in stocks. I'm kidding. I'm not investing in stocks at all. But Does seem like something I should do at some point in my life.
Yeah.
But no, I feel good about that. I felt a sense of anxiety knowing that money was missing, but it's with me now.
Oh, that's
so we're good to go.
If there's anything that makes Breezy happy, it's an espresso martini and cash.
A full bank account.
That's it. The vibes could be higher than they typically are. I just found out that Fire Festival 2 is canceled.
You already got your tickets. What
Billy McFarland canceled it because he said he could not afford a repeat of what happened the first time. And I so desperately wanted a second documentary of this idiot doing exactly what he did the first time.
Yeah, he couldn't afford a repeat because he didn't want to go back to jail.
Nepotism at its finest.
Who is his who is his family? Like, why is he a thing? What is he attached to?
Billy McFarland, from what most people know about him, he's just always been a business guy. And he was always
horrible one
leading
that.
Up to Firefest. The guy had a lot of money and was great with marketing.
You know when you like Google someone and you look up like their accolades, like actor, singer, entrepreneur, nothing under him. Just nothing.
No, it's just him in an orange jumpsuit.
He looks like a Walmart version of Simon Cowell.
Yeah, the younger version.
Yeah.
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 Other than that, the vibes are up. I'm trying to get a happy hour together with my friends at CSE.
Just your friends. Don't have to say CSE. Your literal best friends. Your literal crew.
I'm just trying to...
It was the CSE crew. I go, your best friends who you hang out every single weekend with. Perfect.
Yeah, but the vibes are up altogether. I can't believe tomorrow's Friday already. This week is flying by.
I know.
For some of you, if you're looking for a potential job this summer... we might have your back on something you could be doing.
Okay.
And you're going to get reimbursed because you have to get certified.
Not me signing up.
What do you need to get certified for aside from being a lifeguard?
A nurse? I don't know. A babysitter?
I don't know.
I don't think, possibly. I think you have to take a course. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but you're going to get reimbursed because sometimes this can be really expensive. But I'll tell you all the details about that coming up next. Thank you guys for the good vibes this morning. 75 for the high. It's PXY Mornings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.